Good morning, everyone. A couple days ago, I asked you to pray for something difficult. I prayed that you would and I would lift up those in authority that we struggle with honoring. And then yesterday, I asked you to pray for a big miracle. And whatever that is in your life, a big miracle, what that would be. And those are both hard things to pray for. I'm going to up the ante just a little bit today, and I want to encourage you with me today to think about those people in our lives that we would consider our enemies. Let that sink in for just a minute. Who are your enemies? Who are those people that, if they were to walk into church and sit down beside you, who are those people that would make you get up and move or want to get up and move? Who are those people? I want to read to you one of the hardest commands in my mind that Jesus gives us, and we'll find it in Luke chapter 6, the 27th and the 28th verse. Jesus says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you." I want to read that one more time. I'm going to give you the directives. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who abuse you. Oh my goodness, I have for many years wanted to do a series that is called Things I Wish Jesus Didn't Say. And this would certainly be one of those at the top of the list for me. Because when people have hurt us, when people hate us or show hatred towards us, when people curse us, when people abuse us, the last inclination that I have is to pray for them. God's really doing a work in my heart with my enemies the last few years, and I am a long ways from being where I want to be. Would you think about the people who have hurt you the most for a moment? The people that irritate you, the people that it's so hard to forgive. Would you just think about them for a minute? I know this is challenging. And would you pray with me? Father, you know how bad the hurt is. But Jesus, I know that you have commanded me to forgive. And I know that you have directed me to love, to do good, to bless, and to pray for those who have hurt me. So in this moment, as hard as this is today, I pray that you would bless my enemies. I pray, God, that as I commit to praying for those who, honestly, I don't feel like deserve my prayers, as I do that, Lord, I realize that I don't deserve your forgiveness. I don't deserve your love. I don't deserve to be blessed by you. I don't deserve to be called your child, but you call me your child anyways, and you command me and direct me to pray for those who have hurt me. Lord, as that happens, would you soften my heart? As I make it a habit to pray for those who have hurt me, may you soften my heart towards them, realizing that I will be released. God, thank you for the healing that is coming in this pain. Lord, and those who hurt me over and over again, I just pray that you would help me over and over again to remember to pray for them. And by doing so, I will be more like you and your desire for my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.